Welcome everyone. As we gather today, I invite you all to worship with us on the third Sunday after Epiphany with Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. We welcome you once again and thank you for joining us in today's worship. I'm Pastor Rita Chirala. Right now I'm serving my first call at Faith Lutheran in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I am from Delhi, India. It is a great blessing to be with you all today. Let us begin. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose voice is upon the waters, whose mercy is poured out upon all people, whose goodness cascades over all creation. Amen. Let us confess our sin, trusting in the abundant grace of God. Most Holy God, you search us and know us. You are acquainted with all our ways. We confess that our hearts are burdened by sin, our own sins and the broken system that bind us. We turn inward, failing to follow your outward way of love. We distrust those who are not like us. We exploit the earth and its resources and fail to consider generations to come. Forgive us, gracious God, for all we have done and left undone. Even before the words are on our tongues, you know them. Receive them in your divine mercy. Amen. Now receive the forgiveness. How vast is God's grace! Through the power and promise of Christ Jesus, our sins are washed away, and we are claimed as God's own beloved. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of the day. Almighty God, by grace alone you call us and accept us in your service. Strengthen us by your Spirit and make us worthy of your call. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The readings for today are taken from Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 to 5 and verse 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 29 to 31. And the gospel lesson for today is Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. Today I will be focusing on Psalm 139, verse 14 to 18. Let us read Psalm 139. Lord, you have searched me out. O Lord, you have known me. You know my sitting down and my raising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You trace my journeys and my resting places and are acquainted with all my ways. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it altogether. You encompass me behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain to it. For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will thank you because I am marvelously made. Your works are wonderful and I know it well. My body was not hidden from you while I was being made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my limbs, yet unfinished in the womb. All of them were written in your book. My days are fashioned before they came to be. How deep I find your thoughts, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I were to count them, you would be more in number than the sand. To count them all, my lifespan would need to be like yours. This is the word of God. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today I am going to preach on Psalm 139 instead of the Gospel text. Psalm 139 is one of my favorite psalms because it connects me personally with God. When we read Psalm 139 carefully, we notice words like I, me, my, and mine throughout the passage. The whole psalm is a prayer sung by King David and is full of praises for his Creator. King David says in verse 14, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. What good news to know that we all are made fearfully and wonderfully by our God. When we actually think about our existence, we see how our lives are so wonderful. The way our bodies work and function is truly a miracle. The way our mind processes thoughts, the way we create and procreate. All of this demonstrated for me how human life is not only wonderful, but beautiful as well. When I was pregnant with my child Derek, I used to spend endless hours wondering whether he would look more like me or my husband. I thought about what traits or characteristics both of us had that I hoped he would or would not inherit from us. And then after he was born, I would look at him in amazement, thinking how wonderfully and fearfully God created him in my womb. I have often wondered if God gets a similar feeling like a mother when he looks at us. Another thing that attracts me to this psalm is how it talks about our personal relationship with God. Like the relationship of a parent and a child, the kind of relationship where I can be angry with God in 1 minute, and then the next minute I can't stop thanking God for his endless grace and mercies towards me. We all are truly masterpieces. We are all truly unique because there is no other person who is exactly like you or me. In the light of this, we should realize how much God loved us. God molded each one of us personally with his hands. If we read verse 14 again, it says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows right well. The second part of the verse says, Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows right well. With each passing day, we take many things for granted and often forget to appreciate how God took great care in making each one of us. He took great care in making us unique. He made us all perfect in his sight. God is a great artist because he made human beings in all variations, shapes, sizes, colors, and blessed us with all kinds of skills and talents. God has fearfully and wonderfully created us. But our understanding must go one step further to understand why God created us so wonderfully. Genesis chapter 1 says, God made human beings in his own image, and each with great purpose. Everything is made with purpose. If God made us without purpose, then it doesn't matter how we spend our time. But if He has given us talents and gifts, I'm sure every one of us have one or the other talent, then God's purpose is for us to share our gifts and talents with others in the community. Our mighty God uses people like you and me according to the gifts and talents He has given us. Everyone cannot sing or teach or cook, but we all are perfect in God's sight. And most importantly, we are able to function as a community by sharing each other's talents. Remember, God created us fearfully and wonderfully with His never-ending love and grace, so we must appreciate each other. I have heard boys say, "I wish I was a taller. When I play basketball, the taller boys always block my shots. And when I play defense, I am too short to block their shots." I know that God is great and God is good, but I wish He would have made me a little taller. What can end up happening is that instead of showing appreciation to God for how He created us, we criticize God for how He didn't create us. Instead of praising Him for how we are fearfully and wonderfully made, we blame Him for not following our specifications. Now we know that God, who formed us fearfully and wonderfully in our mother's womb, loves us dearly and wants to give us hope. God alone can turn our messy lives into hopeful lives. God can turn our trials into testimonies that inspire others. So rejoice today, for God has made each one of us with a purpose. We all are wonderfully made and beautifully created by the most mighty God. Amen. I invite you to say the Lord's Prayer as Jesus taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please receive benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to help support our ministry and our ability to bring you this radio broadcast, you can mail contribution to Faith Lutheran Church at 1600 Park Street in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 49783. We are grateful for the community's continued generous support, especially during these trying times. Again, my name is Pastor Rita Chirala. Thank you for tuning in today. Go in peace, live in faith, share Christ's love. Thanks be to God.